President Donald Trump announced a month-long pause for tariffs on Mexico. The decision came following agreements on trade and security between Trump and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum. Trump posted about the deal to Truth Social Monday, February 3rd. He said Mexico will put 10,000 National Guard members at the U.S.-Mexico border to stop the flow of fentanyl and undocumented migrants into the U.S. Sheinbaum addressed her call with Trump and referenced drug trafficking in Post to X. She also noted the U.S. will work to prevent high-powered weapons from being trafficked to Mexico. The 25% tariffs toward Mexico were scheduled to start Tuesday, February 4th, along with 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and 10% tariffs on goods from China. As Trump and Sheinbaum made a deal, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also had a call with Trump early Monday. Trudeau's office told CBC News they talked about trade and the border. President Trump posted to Truth Social about his call with Trudeau and said they're scheduled to talk again Monday afternoon. He also criticized him for not allowing U.S. banks to open or do business in Canada, on top of mentioning deaths in the U.S. from drugs going past the Canadian and Mexican borders. According to the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Protection, around 42 pounds of fentanyl were seized at the northern border in 2024, compared to around 21,000 pounds at the southwestern border. Trudeau announced his own retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods Saturday, February 1st. He released a list of $155 billion Canadian, $106 billion of American goods that will face 25% tariffs if Trump follows through with his tariffs on Canada. Part of what this council has been doing is pulling together perspectives from across industries, from across different parts of the country, to make sure that anything we do will be fair right across the country, Trudeau said, that all Canadians will share in the job of standing up for our interests and, quite frankly, standing up to defend the most successful trading relationship in the world. Canada sends 75% of all its goods and services exports to the U.S., and Trudeau said the economy would be badly hit by Trump's promised tariffs.